this year, Sunday and Monday, it's the Inglis Easter Yearling Sale. And one like no other, because Winx's filly, By Piero, goes through the ring on Monday. For more, we're joined by the Chief Executive of Inglis Bloodstock, Sebastian Hutch. Sebastian, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Morning, gents. Hope you're both well.
We are, and appreciate your time as always, and the anticipation for this sale. Sort of tell us about the difference in this Easter sale, considering the presence of Winx's filly, first filly to go through.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's got a lot of attention. She was as good a race mare, as good a racehorse as ever been in Australia, one of the best world has ever seen. So to have her only offspring going through the sale, certainly only offspring to date, is pretty extraordinary. And to sort of enhance the whole thing, she's a really beautiful filly, a lot like her mum, a lot of personality characteristics of her mum, according to those people who are closest to her. So I think it's just a pleasure for us to be part of it, really.
Well, I was just going to ask you then, Seb, like you're saying plenty of interest. Like, where's the interest coming from? Is it overseas as well as here in Australia? And what?
Yeah, there's lots of local interest. Yep. Like, there's an expectation, obviously, that she'll be expensive, but like, ultimately, the owner's very pragmatic about it. They'll agree on a reserve, likely Monday morning, and put her into the ring. But they're keen to sell, I think, or they're keen to get the horse exposed to the market. So there'll be local people who participate. I think, excitingly for a horse like this, it's just been a massive amount of international interest, whether it's people from the US, Europe, the Middle East, the Far East, Japan. We've promoted it heavily, obviously, but she hasn't needed much in the way of promoting. We started a field inquiry about the yearling from as soon as we announced it was going to be in the sale, and that's only enhanced since we released the catalogue and even further in the last few weeks.
It's interesting, Sebastian, you say she's got, or a lot of people say she's got a lot of similar characteristics to her mother. The interesting thing about Winx, she was never sort of viewed as a remarkable specimen to look at, unlike, say, a Black Caviar. And I know, you can say Black Caviar was a sprinter, but you looked at her and, you could see the muscles and just how striking she was. Yet Winx, the amount of times you looked at her and you thought, what is remarkable about this mare? And so much of it was just, I think, her heart and that speed. But, what is it about this filly that you look at and you do notice?
I think in a human context, if you compared it to looking at the starting blocks of the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics as opposed to the start of the 800 meters, to the average person, a 100-meter sprinter, which is effectively what Black Caviar was, just is all impressive, all muscle, all power, and that's the requirement of that discipline. Whereas Winx, being a high-class filly at anywhere from 1,400 meters to 2,000 meters, and I don't know if she'd have stayed further, she might have won races at good race at 6 furlongs if she'd been trained that way, but just probably a more versatile athlete than a Black Caviar, for example. And consequently, the physical attributes are just a bit different. You think the variety of different tracks she got around, variety of different circumstances she encountered, just incredibly athletic. And I think one of the big things with Winx, obviously you talk about the mental side of it and heart and everything, but just physically she was tremendously athletic and obviously very, very sound. I don't think there was ever the only race I can ever remember Winx missing of any real significance was the day Bowman was suspended and she trialed instead. I can't remember the race that she ran that she missed because Hugh was suspended. But that's the only race I ever really remember missing. Every prep, there's never a situation where, Winx is going to miss this race because she's not 100% or she's not right. So just tremendously sound. And her daughter has very much similar attributes in terms of her physique, tremendous athleticism in her walk. She looks like she's going to get better and stronger as she gets older. Very similar looking, similar head, similar color, etc. So these are all things. It's absolutely a complete unknown as to what her racing ability is going to be. But at this stage, all the early indicators are very positive.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And obviously, there's a lot of interest. Is it fair to say that this will be the biggest sale yet, given that you've got the Winx foal, and no doubt a lot of other great horses ready to be sold on the day?
I don't think so. I mean, like, this is has been a pretty extraordinary sale for decades. Like, it's the most high profile, it's one of the most high profile yearling sales in the world, and the most high profile yearling sale in Australia. And there, some of the results out of this have been incredible, particularly in the last few years. I mean, I don't think there's any expectation on our part that we'll be setting any records for the sale, but there are lots of good horses in the sale, and there are lots of people here. The weather isn't going to do us any favours by the looks of things, but certainly up until this point, it's been really great, and looking forward to another good day today. I mean, really, what we want is people to come away from here with the champions of the future, which happens year after year, and hopefully the same can happen this year.
What are some emerging stallions to watch, or some stallions you expect to really, I guess, take a step up in this sale?
We've got a bunch of horses with a bunch of stallions with their first yearlings that are really interesting, like Farnan, Ole Kirk, and Bivouac, for example. But the horse that's obviously made a giant move in the last 6 months is Justify. Yeah. He's just a horse that's got everybody. He's on the top of everybody's mind when they're talking about yearlings, between Storm Boy learning to fly and everything else in between. People just seem really, really excited by him, and we've got a bunch of nice yearlings by him in the sale. So, you know, I think the market expectation around him relative to where it would have been, say, 12 months ago is really going to have skyrocketed. And if you justify yearling in the sale, you're feeling pretty confident about the sale on Sunday and Monday.
And just a reminder, and we've got a text through from Anthony, is Monday a night session or day session? So just give us the details, Sebastian, Sunday and Monday. And naturally, a lot of casual observers will be curious as to approximate time that the filly will go through out of Winx on Monday as well.
So Sunday and Monday, starting at 10 a.m. at the moment, that's the plan. We've catalogued 250 lots each day. Both days are the same. I think the filly's due to go through just after lunch, sometime after 1 o'clock on Monday. Our expectation is it'll be busy here, but we have our Sale Day live broadcast on the Inglis website for people to tune in if they can't be here in the flesh. And it's, you know, it's going to be most interesting. I mean, obviously, we're dealing with a catalogue of 500 yearlings, and a certain amount of the focus is on one particular yearling, but we're trying to deliver a good result across all catalogued yearlings, so it'll be a bit of a balancing act, but at the moment everybody seems happy with how things are going.
I'm sure you'll achieve that, and we appreciate your time as always, and enjoy what is one of the, well, it's great theatre for anyone casually going, but I know it's so important for your organisation, and we look forward to being there ourselves on Monday as well. Sebastian?
The most curious thing I've heard anybody ask is, what's anybody going to name it if they buy it? And that's, I don't know, I've heard all sorts of different names speculated, and it's not something I want to get into, but it is an interesting dinner conversation.
Yeah. Well, it is. And actually, someone's just texted in. Hey, guys, I have a suggestion for the Winx filly.
Oh, goodness, here we go.
Grand Prix, which is grand prize, which he is.
Probably a good start. You might need to meet the owners on Monday afternoon and advise.
Yeah, Vicky says, of course, Pre also contains two letters, each from her parents' names, Piero and Winx. So I like it. Very clever.
Very clever, Vicky.
A lot of talk coming into this one early on a Thursday morning.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Pleasure, gents. Have a good rest of the week. Thanks for that.